You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore. Senses not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number three. This is Dave Hodges. I am the host of the Common Sense Show, where we are attempting to free America one enslaved mind at a time. And I have to tell you that it's seemingly getting more challenging. We made some progress with Donald Trump's campaign, and some of these people now have gone back to sleep. They've stopped prepping. They've stopped doing a lot of things, and that's a mistake. Because the left is going to do what they got to do to collapse this house of cards. And we're going to have to be strong. And to be strong, we got to be prepped. And a couple people that can help you with that, well, number one, Numana Foods. And, you know, I represent Numana, and Mike Adams, as I said earlier, did a comparison test on 12 dimensions between Numana and these other food companies, and Numana beat them on every single category. So go up there and check us out. Our website, numana.com/Hodges, 5% discount for our listening audience. Simply use the coupon code Hodges, NOV5. And then I want to remind everybody, my good friend Bob Griswold, readymaderesources.com, standing by to answer your questions at 1-800-627-3809. Again, that's 800-627-3809. And he's looking really more to moving night vision, communications, but basically anything you want to get of a prepping nature, he's got. And he's extending an offer for our audience, only our audience, $75 store credit. Simply put Hodges in the coupon category. So if you order online, you're checking out, simply put Hodges in the coupon, and you get a $75 store coupon. What a great deal that is, and I appreciate that so much. Very quickly, too, get away from Facebook. I don't need to count the reasons. You've heard me say it a million times. Go to, you know, scene.life, S-E-E-N.life. No security. I mean, in terms of they're going to sell your data. They're going to restrict what you can do. There's no assassinate Donald Trump pages. You know, there could have a pro-Hillary page. I mean, they let you say what you want to say as long as you're not being just totally off the wall, unlike Facebook. And Facebook sold your stuff, by the way. If you're a member of Facebook, they sold you to the Chinese. Gee, I wonder if they'll ever use it against you if they occupy us. Scene.life. That's, I'll tell you, social media. If you have a need for it, go there. Well, one more thing to talk about. I'm a customer of Steve Quayle, our present guest, Renaissance Precious Metals, and I keep saying this every week, convert your soon-to-be worthless cash into precious metals. You need to keep operating capital, I understand that. Beyond that, you're going to lose your money someday. Steve, tell people how they can get a hold of you.
Well, first of all, they can call my store tomorrow. We're open from 9 to 5. 406-586-4840, 406-586-4840. But the easiest way to get a hold of me in metals is to send me an email and put metals in the subject line, steve777@stevequayle.com. And Dave, I just want to comment on my Steve777. I chose that for the seven seals of the Book of Revelation, the seven thunders, the seven bowls. I didn't want to add more than, there's a lot of seven. Okay, but the bottom line is that it's a really easy email address to get a hold of me. And if you want to purchase metals, and please, ladies and gentlemen, I am not a counselor. I'm the last guy that wants to give anybody advice on their own life or to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. And Dave, I'm telling you, there are a lot of people that are troubled. and trying to deal with all this stuff. And my answer to everyone is, look, the guy, and I want to give a plug for somebody that it will help everybody on your show, Dave. This guy did an immense job to help me. DerekPrince.org. The Spiritual Conflict series that they sell. And it's Derek, DerekPrince.org, is what set me on the total path of my life after I came to know Jesus in 1972. So DerekPrince.org, and there's a lot of people that are having issues with curses. And I got to tell you something, Dave. I've got people emailing me today that are believers in Jesus Christ that are having all types of supernatural evil. I mean, I won't go into it, but sexual nature, people having things holding them down at night in their beds, night terrors and everything. And I would encourage everybody to include in their prayers, literally speaking out of their mouth to cover themselves, you know, in Psalm 91. Speak it out. Confess it with your mouth. So, again, Derek Prince, I have no financial ties. It's just a blessing, and especially breaking curses. You know, what Dave and I are talking about, there's a lot of stuff in our family trees and in our genetic memory, our genetic lineage that we just don't know about. And the scripture says if any of us accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we become new creations. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. So for those of you that are struggling in this realm, I would strongly recommend YouTube, Derek Prince, Breaking Curses, because Dave, I promise you, I am not a counselor and I'm not competent to counsel, but I can just say this. Go to the greatest counselor in the history of the world, and Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. That's not an empty promise. You know, life gets too big. You know, Dave, in this world, if it weren't for the mercy of God, I don't know about you, but brother, I would have been crushed under the weight of it so many times for so many decades. But by the grace of God, and thank you for those of you who pray for Dave Hodges, pray for me, pray for Doug Hagman, that pray for David Langford, that pray for those of us who are out there trying to tell you that, you know, this is a spiritual battle and that it's a real battle. It's both. So again, DerekPrince.org. And if you want to get a hold of me on precious metals, and do not call me on precious metals or email me if you don't have your food. Food is going to disappear. We're coming into the time of a famine that's going to be global that I can't even express it. Fukushima, Dave, listen to this, 33,000 times the amount of radiation of Chernobyl after Chernobyl was covered in concrete. Notice the 33,000. We're talking about rewriting physics, and the mainstream media is complicit in covering up the most treacherous and most wicked assault on humanity, in my opinion, in the history of the world. In the history of the world.
Steve, it's really interesting that you'd bring up the famine part, because Paul Martin called me two nights ago, and we did a real short podcast on this, about 5 minutes worth. He had talked to Cliff Harris, and we're working on getting Cliff back on the show. He's a world-famous weatherman. He may be the best one out there. And he told Paul 2 days ago that his projections are telling him we're entering into an extreme weather pattern that we haven't seen since the 1300s, and it's going to result in horrible famine. And then our bin supplies, you know, in the storage bins for grain, they're almost empty. And then you've, on top of that, you've got 15% of the farmers that quit the business last year in 2016. He said, we're in for a mess, and people are going to starve to death if they don't get ready.
Well, and I got to say this, Dave, because I've been, since I started on talk radio, whatever, 23 years ago, 24 years ago, as a host, and I was on a couple years before that as a guest, people forget there's a history. You know, what's interesting about climatology, I'm not talking about the lying devils from hell that forgot every semblance of sanity, but I'm talking about the year is 1816. That was known as the year without summer, and one of the biggest volcanoes in the world went off, okay? And that was Mount Tambora. And Tambora is in Indonesia. And right now there's so many volcanoes going off. And I don't have the math. So if anybody's listening out there, I don't have the math skills or the computer skills to go out and calculate the total volume of all erupting volcanoes in the last 3 years, the amount of ash and hydrogen sulfide being put in the oceans, which changes the pH. But look, in 1850, 2013, you know, it was one of the most powerful earthquakes in recorded history. They heard the sound of it in Hawaii. Well, that following summer, you know, basically there was so much dust that the global temperature in the northern hemisphere declined that there was famine. And this is what's going on. So now we've got weather wars. And, you know, I wrote a book, and I got to be blunt, I wrote a book that still surprises me that so few people have read because it is so pertinent, more pertinent. But I would say this, it was put on the prophetic bookshelf until people had ears to hear it. And it was called Weather Wars and Unnatural Disasters. So we've got weather warfare, we've got volcanoes going off, we've got things in the, if you will, the sun going into a cooling period, we've got so many, if you will, issues of magnetic pole shift, and we've got crustal shift. Crustal shift is interesting. Imagine the surface of an orange peel, and imagine as you take your thumbs and begin to pry it apart, the rift that forms, you know, as you peel an orange. Pretty bad illustration, but that's as close as I can come. So I'm looking for somebody, and I'll share the results, and you can share the results with your listening audience, but that can do the math for me, because what I'm going to say is this, is that it is my quick and dirty. Quick and dirty means to the best of my ability. I add up all of the different explosions of volcanoes, ash, the height of the ash emission, you know, the length of the eruption, and I try and calculate, you know, by the given amount of density and then the speed of the Gulf Stream and all that stuff and throw it all together. Well, I can't computer model that. I can only do it quick and dirty. So I'm trying to give a brief overview. But what's important for people to understand is this. Weather modification takes place. Let me go to Antarctica right now. This will be mind-blowing. A certain individual contacted me in the last 72 hours and said, I want to share something with you. We were in an area of the Antarctic, and he said, and by the way, if people want to go on my website, they can see the chemtrail spraying that was going on and goes on in the South Pole also. But what he was talking about was an area in Antarctica that basically, you know, he talks about the West Antarctica ice sheet and just the weather modification he's watching a matter of 3 hours after a certain aircraft left. He said before the aircraft would come in, the overcast clouds, blizzards would just disappear. And when the aircraft left, even if they were there for a matter of days, all of a sudden everything would go back to quote unquote normal, and it would be just, he said, just an unimaginable storm. Well, what's happening is obviously they're using electromagnetic or scalar weaponry or scalar weather modification to clear the air. And so this is a guy who said he watched it happen. LC-130s come in, the weather clears. LC-130s leave. And by the way, it didn't clear until the 130s came in. So we've got the geoengineering going on in the Antarctic. And again, why would this be important? Because in the Antarctic, you control the southern hemisphere. In Gakona, Alaska, and this will be interesting for your listeners to know, there are 72 ionospheric heaters throughout the world. So they've got a grid structure, and what the grid structure correlates to is a lot of, and now this will be fascinating, you asked me about pyramids. There are so many pyramids in the world that are hidden, covered up, from China to Indonesia to the Caribbean underwater to even Wisconsin underwater. There are pyramids throughout the world, and they all basically in ancient history have things to do with stargates. Now, this is where it gets interesting. If anybody's ever seen the movie Hellboy, when I was on talk radio talking about stargates, I don't know how many years ago, I was contacted by somebody who validated and verified their bona fides to me, okay? And two different four-star generals. And I'm telling you this. They told me that if you've ever seen the movie Hellboy, the Nazis were the ones that basically began to have enough, if you will, supernatural help from spirit forces. I'm talking about demons, disembodied spirits, telling them how to construct a Stargate. Those of you who have seen it will remember the two kinds, the bald-headed guy and the long, almost looked like Dr. Zarkov from Flash Gordon and his blonde consort, or Girl Friday, and they step into the Stargate. And he told me point blank, he said, that is a real scene, okay? Now, I'm not recommending people, you know, go rent that, but the gist of it is that when you see stories like this, know that the intelligence community has leaked those bits of information that somebody can pick up and write. By the way, the entire Star Trek series, the original one that was on television, Gene Roddenberry, was an intelligence agent. That's a given now. So the point that I'm trying to make on this is that why is all this important about thought projection, the Third Reich and the Nazis? Because they've already laid out. Dave, here's why I'm so concerned that people understand. God said his people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. He didn't say the world. The world controls the knowledge. He didn't say, you know, just the Chinese or the Russians. The Chinese are so far ahead now in so many areas, courtesy of the treachery and the treason from former presidents, from our Congress. We have basically sold our country out. I got to tell this story. I sat with a gentleman in Reno one time, and he was a friend. He was a former head of, I believe he was the head of a KGB for Eastern Europe. A friend of mine, Tex, had introduced him to me as a business partner. Tex had spent a year or two in Lubyanka prison in Russia. And when I was sitting, and I had this meeting, okay? By the way, I had to pay for the, I tell it, it's a story, barbecue shrimp and vodka. I don't drink, okay, but they do, and they had a lot of barbecue shrimp and vodka, and my American Express car got tagged for it, you know? But I learned a lot, and one of the things that this former KGB spymaster said to me, looked at me, and said, "Oh, Steve," he said, your leaders sell out for so little. He said, "At least in my country, when we sell out for large money. You sell your country out for very little money." Now, that's pretty interesting coming from a spy master, okay? So when you ask me what's really going on in Antarctica, the idea is simply this. Credit and the entire system that Satan has set up, even when the German banking, and I'm talking German banking now, and the betrayal by the U.S. banks building Hitler's war machine, you know, when it comes down to funding war, the profits in war more than offset any national loyalty. And this is what people have got to understand. The globalists embrace Satan because Satan tells them he'll give them everything they want. They can do what they will unto whomever they will, whenever they want. Well, that obviously isn't, you know, a biblical perspective. But when appetites and lust, I'll tell you the best definition I can give for lust. It isn't original. Lust is the appetite of demons expressed through humans. You go into Pedigate, you go into all of the horrible things that Mengele did and Dr. Ishii, Japan, not Nazi, and you go into this whole realm of, if you will, esoteric biology and human DNA manipulation and chimeras and satyrs and all of the combined animals. And now I want to put something into perspective for everybody. In the last week, I think James Cameron, obviously the director of the Titanic and the Avatar films and the Terminator films and so many other movies, great, great director, but he's funding an expedition, not a, but an expedition, a high-dollar expedition looking for Atlantis, okay? Now, guess what history teaches? And by the way, Hitler was big into Atlantis. One of the most profound influences in Hitler's life was a guy named Willigut, W-I-L-I-G-U-T, who believed literally that the Third Reich would bring about the new Atlantis. But Atlantis was judged by God, and in Greek mythology says by the gods, when they started combining animal, okay, and human DNA. And what was fascinating, and this is legend and myth, and obviously I wrote a book called True Legends, but what I'm seeing, Dave, listen, the headlines of and I watched it, it was a National Geographic special, the headlines and the amount of money going into find Atlantis at the same time that the headlines were on Drudge about human, pig, you know, transgenic, cross-species manipulation, all of these things are to me ominous flags of America's pending destruction. Now, look, we've been saying that for a long time. I get it. And God is rich in mercy. And the Bible says that God is willing that none should perish. So he's pleading with us, I believe. And the storms and the weather, and by the way, if anybody wants to know the history of weather modification, I detail it in my book, Weather Wars and Unnatural Disasters. I wrote that 15 years ago. And I say this, I'm surprised that people don't recognize that the statements coming from former secretaries of defense talking about they can do it, obviously Tesla physics, we absolutely missed out on the boat. The Russians took Tesla's original writings and even had some of his secret stuff, and the Americans figured out late. Stan Deo can tell you about that because Stan did an excellent job on that, investigating Tesla, etc. But the point being, the advanced physics that, and I want to make this clear, the advanced physics that the entire DARPA, Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, basically in almost all fields, it originated with the Nazis and Operation Paperclip. And I'm not kidding, and that originated with reverse engineering and supernatural entities, call them demons, and fallen angels, and psychic projections of entities telling them how to accomplish. And the whole point is, Dave, is to bring this country and the world under a global net. Kind of like Skynet, kind of like Minority Report, but on a level unimaginable. Let me share something, and this will be important, thought projection. Pretty interesting that when you understand that CERN, okay, obviously the high energy physics accelerator, I want to read just a quick statement, and I want to give it to you to ask questions because I can go for hours, and this is just an introduction. A group of Portuguese students of the Santa Cecilia Music Academy took images of odd panels within the CERN building with ancient writings, most of them in Sanskrit language. Is there some occult ritual being carried on within the LHC facility? Well, absolutely. The god Shiva, cosmic destruction and recreation. Well, where have we heard that? Obviously, in the entire globalist idea that in order to bring about the new world order, all nations' boundaries and identities must be destroyed to be assimilated into the Borg of the new world order. Well, what? How many times did Bush Sr. say that? What, 212, 222 times? So these were known as the God panels. This is back in 2015, and they basically had multiple languages, and they were at the target point of the beam, where the beam basically hits their target area. So they were projecting this, okay, into a different dimension. In other words, it was cross-dimension language sharing, kind of like, you know, the things we put on the different space probes and send them out. But what's interesting, and this is where it really blew my mind, when you put them together, and when you figure out that the Nazis were into projection of thoughts, and when you get the feeling that crystals were very much involved in this, and obviously the lasers, the thing you'd use with lasers, obviously the lasers, the initial ones had to be used with ruby rods or different crystals and different compositions of elements, and they produce different waveforms of energy. And when you start to see that everything that's going on in the world now is on a basis of advanced physics, and I want to make two statements. Most people, when I say advanced physics, I'm talking about black physics. Black physics, it's the average college professor or somebody who's got a gram from MIT, unless he's initiated into the world of black physics, he will not be given access to the, if you will, the secrets of the universe. And that's what is really critical. So thought amplification. Do you notice that we always saw the entity that I called the Obama Nation, or the Obama Nation, or the Obama Nation that made us desolate? Did you ever notice that he always had to have his teleprompter? And what people need to understand that with the right communications equipment, it's possible to amplify and relay a transmission that enables the signal to cover a wide range to be more easily received. And what is important, and this, by the way, is coming from page 345 of my book, if you get what that means, it's this. Not only was this to allow the president to remember his lines, but it was like a carrier signal. It was like a carrier image. It's like being able to put, if you will, a signal or a video on fiber optics cable. Imagine that there is a super, and here, this is going to freak people out, a supernatural conduit for advanced intelligence, and I'm not talking earthly intelligence, I'm not talking like somebody with a head mic just whispering in his ear, but I'm talking about with all of the, you carried it, and you wrote essays about it, about even Secret Service talking about the occult rituals that took place in the White House. You remember that? You wrote about that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The commonplace.
Okay. Yeah, so,
in fact, Steve, the Secret Service used to call Hillary Clinton's helicopter Broomstick One.
I can believe that, you know. I mean, they're much nicer than I am, but I don't want to have to repent right now after doing it on your show or, you know, do you any disservice by unleashing what I call her. And I'm sorry, but I believe she is one of the most sold-out Satanists. In WikiLeaks, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, she openly talks about Moloch. And so, you know, what? And Dave, when you carried this story and still are, and Doug has done an incredible, Hagman's done an incredible job on that, and others who have broken forth on that. Look, this is the appetite. This is the menu from hell. These people are the destroyers. Human cannibalism is back on the increase. And so people might understand that this is going to get worse. It's not going to get better. I'm sorry, but that's the case. Now, it's astonishing. Let me say this. The first, and I'm reading from my page 345 because I want people to understand this. The first teleprompters started making their appearances in the 1950s, coupled with a TV camera so actors and later politicians could look directly at the lines while reading. I started talking a couple years ago, about Samsung and other TVs that became, in essence, a teleprompter. And when you understand the science behind it, and you understand that it was developed out of Nazi, quote, occult technology, imagine what comes through your TV screen, okay? Imagine. So imagine there is, if you will, I call television hellavision. I do watch National Geographic and some of the Alaska shows, you know, but I'm on my computer so much I don't, and I'm not making excuses, but then I started thinking, well, Lord, what's coming through our TV screens or our computer screens also? Sure, we can cover the lens, you know, I've got a Mac here that I'm looking at right now, but the point being is there are so many images, just like there's so many voices. So we're being programmed. Now imagine, Dave, take it the next step. Imagine there are entities, demonic entities, assigned to specific games. And I don't play games, but Warcraft, I know some names, Halo, the military one, and I don't know all the other ones, you know. The gamers will send me emails telling me you got to see this game or that game. By the way, it's amazing that all of those games now are taking on a supernatural and occult theme, okay? Giants, even the Japanese anime, Attack on Titan, 200-foot giants. So the point that is really critical is this Nazi technology. I spell it out. I think I've got 425 footnotes, okay? And somebody once said, one reporter noted, quote, President Barack Obama doesn't go anywhere without his teleprompter. The textbook-sized panes of glass holding the president's prepared remarks follow him wherever he speaks. Obama's reliance on the teleprompter is unusual, not only because he is famous for his oratory, but because no other president has used one so consistently at so many events, large and small. What does that say to you?
Well, it means he's being told what to say, or he's programmed and responding to that conditioned stimulus.
Well, and that's exactly what I'm trying to get, you know. And look, DARPA, you know, Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, they're the bad boys that build everything that basically is, you know, right out of science fiction. Actually, they rewrite science fiction. You know, they have a thing called a holographic data storage system. By the way, this is all courtesy of the Nazis. So what I'm trying to say is this. If the advanced fruit of the Nazis is being the control mechanism and the world's leaders, that we think are the world's leaders, what happens? I'm just proposing this. I'm not saying I know this, but what happens if they're cloned? And what happens to the real ones when they get cloned? Somebody sent me an email, and they asked a question. I said, I can't answer you, but it's a good thought. What if all these people are being taken down to Antarctica to be prepositioned, and then what's happening is some kind of a, if you will, a replacement, you know, what would be called a dupe, is being released in the world? Well, that's something to think about, because everything used to be, oh, that'll never happen. When I first started writing Genetic Armageddon, and by the way, that was my, you know, registered name of my book 15 years ago, people could not believe that animal and human DNA would be mixed. Even Bob Griswold said, you know, I never believed that, Steve. He does now. And by the way, I would encourage everybody, those of you who are preppers and who have safes full of firearms and, you know, pallets full of ammo, if you don't have night vision, you really are in trouble. It's Dave, I got to tell people, you know, Bob is really an expert in night vision tactics. And also, you know, I don't know if you've had him on your show lately, but he needs, and I told him the other day, I said, you need to go on with Dave and explain to people what happens without night vision. Now, I'm talking about people that are going to end up realizing that bad things are going to happen to them in the future. So I'm just giving a plug for Bob that the most important thing, sell one of your 20 guns or 10 or 5 or 4 or 3 and get night vision, because number one, if you're a far off, you never want to go any place without searching and getting surveillance ahead of time. And people that absolutely do not understand modern warfare, they can have all the guns in the world, but without night vision and without understanding the tactics that will be used against them, Bob offers some really amazing, and he needs to have this plug, because without it, okay? I wrote a book, Dave, years ago. I think it was the first book I ever wrote.
Steve, let me interrupt you just for a second. I'm sorry. I'm going to have you come back to that. But you brought up Bob here, and people just tuning in may not have heard the previous ad. So let me give a plug for Bob, and people saying, well, okay, I want to know more about this guy. ReadyMadeResources.com, ReadyMadeResources.com. And Bob is there right now. He'll be there after the show, too, 800-627-3809. And use the coupon code Hodges, and you can get a $75 store credit. Steve, you set that up really well. We did not rehearse that, everybody. But,
no.
But yeah, I believe in what Bob does, too. And I have him on as a regular featured guest, Steve, because he is so knowledgeable. You're right on the money. And thank you for saying that.
Well, again, here's the thing, Dave. I want to focus, and really important, one thing that people don't understand is that bad guys have night vision now. Bad guys have thermal. They're two different technology. One has its advantages over the other. But here's the issue. You've got to be able to see in the dark. For instance, somebody comes and knocks on your door. Unless you have VCRs, etc., and anybody knocking on your door at night is immediately suspect, okay? And as somebody who lives in a remote cabin or something, a farm. Now, I'm serious about this. This is important, okay? Not to give a pitch to sell night vision or thermal, but to get people to understand. I said in a book I wrote 25 years ago, yeah, I think it was 25 years ago, Blueprint for Survival, that the number, in those days, night vision was much more expensive than it is now, but it without night vision, if you have a handgun, a knife, and night vision, you've got a chance that 90% of the people that have more firepower than you have and that have more skills than you have, it's the only equalizing piece of equipment. So I tell people, in their bug-out bag, especially if they think they might have to hoof it, meaning go on foot or bicycle at night, night vision is the most singular, in my opinion, important accoutrement or item kit, as they say in Britain, the kit, you know, a survival kit or a bug-out bag item. So, you know, I'm just saying that's really important. And even the technology for night vision, yep, you guessed it, all of that technology goes back to the lovely illustrations that were given to the Germans through seances. So, you know, it's important that people understand this. It's important that people get prepared, because, Dave, again, you know, we've been blessed because I've thought it was going to happen anytime, and God's taken the world to the brink multiple times, and yet it wasn't his time yet. But when the day comes that it is his time, and again, you know this, I've always said this, everybody says it in a different way, but you want to be where everyone else isn't when stuff goes bad. You don't want to be fighting with, you know, devils and demons from hell in Hollywood or Berkeley. You know, you don't want to be there. And pretty soon they're going to realize, just like others have realized, that they're not just going to leave it there. They're going to take it to the suburbs. So, you know, if you know that you're in a problem area and it's capable for you to move, then move. I put out a request today. I did a podcast. I've just started doing those every other day or so. And I said to the people, and I'll throw it out to your listening audience, if you don't mind, if you live in Seattle, if you live, excuse me, in Washington, Oregon, or California, or even down in the Baja or up into Vancouver, BC, what is the level of radiation that you're going to even begin to pay attention to? Because right now, Dave, the amount of plutonium, and it's not just cesium-137 or strontium-90 that's in the water and the fish, but the fish are exhibiting, okay? The fish and the mammals, the sea mammals, are exhibiting severe radiation poisoning. When you got bleeding, when you got mutagenesis taking place, meaning, you know, two-headed fish and stuff, when you've got just absolute starvation and the different larger mammals dying because the plankton. And look, this isn't scary stuff. This is the real headlines. And again, people will say, nah, 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 nah. One of these days, the people that have said, nah, 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 are going to say two words. The first is, oh, and the other word is, darn, okay? And then it's too late. So I want to share with people, I believe that Empire Beneath the Ice, the book, is the most important thing that I have written to let you know what's coming down. And the reason I'm going to let you know what's coming down is because you're going to see, if you understand the root of evil, then the fruit of evil manifests itself. It's easy to understand it. Then it helps you to know how to pray against it. Again, I'll give you the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord is simply this. His people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, not because the knowledge isn't presented, but because they don't believe it, number one, or they won't act on it. And Dave, you know, you can have the best, and I can have the best. We can have multiple testimonies. We can have eyewitnesses. We can have bombs going off. But if a person says, I just simply refuse to believe it, nothing you or I do or say or the events that are taking place will convince them. So what our voices are being used for is those that have ears to hear, and those who have eyes to see, and those who have feet to do what they need to do, and hands to carry out the task. And that's we are there now. We are dealing with as bad as the Third Reich was, and it was bad. If you understand the supernatural, ladies and gentlemen, I spend four chapters on the evil and the real history, quoting just the supernatural relevance of this. If you don't think a woman giving birth to actual ectoplasmic entities that are communicating and telling advanced physics and basically people sitting there interrogating, and even the chief occultists, I'll tell you what's interesting, even they got frightened. You know, it's one thing to play with, and I tell people, do not go near Ouija boards. It's one thing to get into that world of the occult, but you open up doors, and then those things begin to play with you. And I mean, you know, that's why people have got to stay away from all that stuff, especially tarot cards, fortune tellers, psychics, you know. I literally had, Dave, a person. These were all the things, fortune tellers, psychics, Satanists, people who absolutely, I just quoted them, they believed with all their heart that they were there to bring the Antichrist on the scene. Well, Hitler came pretty close, but what happens if Hitler comes back? What happens if Stalin comes back? I'm talking reanimating them because someone's got their DNA. What happens if Attila the Hun comes back? You know, I'm probably giving somebody in Hollywood a good movie script right now, but the point is that you've got the DNA, and then you've got now the technology to bring those people back, quote, to life. And then guess what? The evil spirits that possessed them and left them when they died, they've got a homecoming.
It's a scary thought. You know, this is going to sound very odd, but when I was a child, and I do mean a child, there was a show on TV called The Outer Limits. And Steve, it was based exactly on what you're talking about. replacing leaders with clones.
Yep. You know, again, the twilight zone, you know, and I think, like, we're in the twilight times, you know, and now we're in the outer limits. And by the way, the Nazis pretty much got a lot of their technology for their craft from the ancient Vimanas. I'll spell that, V-I-M-A-N-A. And isn't it interesting that ancient Hindu space travel and spacecraft and ancient Hindu deities are the, is the, if you will, the mascot of CERN? And remember, Dave, that all of the satanic ceremonies that were taking place at the tunnel in Switzerland to launch, if you will, that tunnel? And this is something that's, I want people to remember this. It's the whole world lies in the evil one. Again, if you ask the Lord, I don't think I have the ability or the words to communicate it effectively. I know I don't. But ask the Lord to show you what that means and show you the true impact that that will have in your life, because the Bible is very clear. Look, I don't make any apologies for my Christian faith. I don't make any apologies whatsoever, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation. And when I see the, if you will, the complete domination of the devil in the headlines and in the world of entertainment, or let's call it demonic derangement, that's really coming out of Hollywood. Even somebody, and I don't watch the football game, I apologize, not for that, but I didn't see Lady Gaga, but now there are people saying, you won't believe what Lady Gaga's all about. Look, for a woman who, that's really not a good word, for a female entity that is so openly involved in the occult, to bathing in blood, to having both male and female sexual I don't know how to say this tactfully, put into her cosmetic line. That's cursed, ladies and gentlemen. It's a curse. If you understand, and openly talking about stuff and singing about stuff, and I'm not a Lady Gaga fan, okay? I mean, I don't even watch her stuff. But I've seen the different things that are put out on all the halftime stuff. The occult ceremonies that you're seeing on TV, listen, if you understand the Nazi SS, and the Nazi SS, okay, had two meanings. One of them was the Schwarzensonne, which means the Black Sun, the Brotherhood of the Black Sun. And these people actually believe, and they make contact with the entities and also the aliens. Now, I believe, look, people say, well, you can't make that statement that all aliens are evil. Well, I can if the fruit of that evil is to take people's eyes away from the God of heaven. So here's the great deception, Dave, and I want to get this out before tonight. The great deception is we're watching now the biggest war in the history of the world come into the Catholic Church. I said that 25 years ago. I'm not saying whoopee for me. At that time, people thought I was off my rocker. I said Catholicism and Islam would merge. Well, when you got the Pope washing the feet of a Muslim and kissing the Quran and then making derogatory statements about Jesus and basically castigating the faith of the Catholic Church that, I would say this, that has endured for hundreds of years, actually close to, what, two millennia, you've got to ask yourself, what's going on? Every chance he gets, he denigrates Jesus Christ. He denigrates biblical Christianity. He is a if you will, in a position now to have initiated the war amongst the faithful. And by the way, I have a ton of Catholic friends, okay? So there is nothing in this aimed at Catholics in any way except to say this. Just like there's a war in the Catholic Church coming, wait until you see the Protestants, okay, go at it. Because if my email and the battles that I see, you know, just in the emails, the flat earthers versus the round earthers, the flat earthers, let me tell you something. I get flat earthers, probably get them now, but, I mean, if that has anything to do with redemption and their interpretation that everything in their world is fake, false, and, you know, basically just one giant holographic projection on a dome, and I can tell you this. I know people that, and if they'll only read 1972, Ben Rich, who was the head of Skunk Works, who was the father of stealth technology, saying there's nothing in 1972 that the American public can imagine that we haven't ever already done. We've gone beyond the stars. He said, how does it all tie together? How do we get propulsion that fast? He said, simple. He said, time and space are tied together at a point. Some people say, well, he's talking about a wormhole. No, he's talking about ESP. And so what's interesting, Dave, as an investigator of, stargates, and by the way, I would encourage people to take a look at True Legends, the series, .com, because in our Unholy Sea DVD, we deal with this stuff, and we're all over the world. Do you know what the central theme of everything we find is? No kidding, finding fallen angels.
If you asked me, I'd make a guess. I'd say it's Satan. He's at the root of everything.
Fallen angels. Yeah, fallen angels, oh, giants, and stargates, okay? And they all, and you're correct, and they all worship Satan. They all do. At the end, they all do. And the most universal symbol in history and prehistory is the snake, you know? It's the snake. And to quote Conan the Barbarian, you know, and I mean the first one with Schwarzenegger, you know, the one that John Milius directed, he said, oh, it's just another snake cult. So where does the universal worship of the snake come? And by the way, the snake and the serpent in the Garden of Eden was not what you see now, you know, in a rattlesnake or any boas or whatever. It was a bipedal entity. And what's interesting is a serpent is a better term for that. And so, you know, the idea that the most powerful military in the world at the time, and I'm saying that United States was, obviously, we won World War II officially, but we lost unofficially because we had technology, or forgive me, the technology we possessed in 1947 was not equal to what the Germans possessed. Dr. Wernher von Braun, Ober, the head of Bell Labs, all of our major aerospace, pharmaceutical, and banking houses in the United States after World War II were either Nazis and by the way, Dr. Wernher von Braun was a member of the SS. The point is that, given all the people we brought into this country, you can see that the United States assimilated. So by assimilating, obviously, those values, those core values, beliefs, and all of their, advanced knowledge, we've utilized that and built upon it. So the Antarctica, again, in the book, Empire Beneath the Ice, it's an empire, Dave. That's what I believe controls the world. That's what I believe is calling all of the world leaders down there, and it's the people beyond the trillionaires, obviously Rothschild and Rockefeller. It's a supernatural entity. When Admiral Byrd met the king of the world, there are other people who have used that terminology, the king of the world. Jesus said the whole world lies in the evil one. Who then would you believe is the king of the world? Lucifer?
Well,
or Satan?
We already know that. Yeah, you're exactly right. Steve, I want to ask you one question. We're almost out of time, but I wanted to ask you this one question that we left hanging in the last hour. When you said there were stargates, am I to understand that, like the TV show Stargate SG-1, that we have traveled out to the stars using that kind of technology?
Yes, sir. I am telling you that most unequivocally. Are you familiar with Skunk Works?
Yes.
Okay, well, Ben Rich was the head of it, okay? And he's you may not have heard what I'm saying because we're covering a lot of territory, but Ben Rich, the head, the man who's called the father of stealth technology, made those comments, okay, on his supposed deathbed conversion. Others said he also made it when he got drunk at his retirement party. Well, liquor has a tendency to, open your tongue a little bit. So I want people to understand, if they want to really get a handle on this, then I think that they should go and look it up. Here, can I read these four things? It's really important.
Yeah,
do we
absolutely
have time? Okay.
Yes.
Ben Rich, Lockheed CEO, admits on deathbed, ET UFOs are real. Inside the Skunk Works, a Lockheed secret research and development entity, we were a small, intensely cohesive group consisting of about 50 veteran engineers and designers and 100 or so expert machinists. Our forte was building technology-advanced airplanes of small number and of high class for highly secret missions, okay? Now, listen, here's the one you're asking about. This is a direct answer to your question. We already have the means to travel among the stars, but these technologies are locked up in black projects, and it would take an act of God to ever get them out to benefit humanity. Anything you can imagine, we already know how to do. Now listen to this, and quoting Ben Rich, we now have the technology to take ET home. No one takes someone's lifetime to do it. There's an error in the equations. We know what it is. We now have the capability to travel to the stars. First, you have to understand that we will not get to the stars using chemical propulsion. Second, we have to devise a new propulsion technology. What we have had to do is find out where Einstein went wrong. Now, when Rich was asked how UFO propulsion worked, he said this, let me ask you, how does ESP work? The question responded with, all points in time and space are connected. Rich then said, that's how it works. So I fast forward now, 2009, 2010, you know, I'm talking to some guys who you know, contacted me. And look, Dave, I want to make this clear. I can't know this stuff unless somebody tells me, okay? I don't know everything. I couldn't possibly know where to make that claim. But when I'm told this by people who can, I can check their bona fides and have so many witnesses from the intelligence, from the different areas of military, the scientific community, that this stuff is real, then I go with it, okay? And I tell people, I tell everyone who's listening tonight, pray about it and ask the Lord to show you. Because, again, the thing that's important for people to understand is that we are now in this realm where, as Daniel said, was told by the angel, seal it up, Daniel, for the vision of what's going to happen is yet for an appointed time, for knowledge shall run to and fro and increase. But now there comes a time, Dave, when all that which is sealed is unsealed, and that's what the seven seals are in the book of Revelation, okay? And there's only one who's given the authority and power to open, and that's Jesus Christ. So I'm going to email this to you right now while we're talking.
Okay, very good.
You can look it up.
Steve, we're almost out of time here because I don't really want this to end. But hang on the line with me just for a second, Steve, when we close. Because I want to ask you something off air, if that's okay. But we've got about a minute left, and I wanted to give you an opportunity to tell people how they can get a copy of your book, Empire Beneath the Ice.
Well, thank you, Dave. You can go on my website, stevequayle.com, Quayle.com, and there's a video at the trailer on the bottom for Empire Beneath the Ice that a friend of mine did. But in my books, you can order it online. You can order it after hours. You can order it anytime. But, Dave, this is so important. stevequayle.com. The other book that's critically important is Xenogenesis. The reason I say that, Chapter 13, you know, just like stuff I'm talking to you right now on the air is so important, you know, and you go, wow, I wish we could talk more about
Steve,
it.
And, Steve, we got to stop right there. We are out of time. I'm so sorry. This is such good stuff. Empire Beneath the Ice, stevequayle.com is the way to order it. I'll have something up on my website. I had something today about it. Please make sure you go there and pick it up. Steve, great, great stuff. Folks, we'll be back next week with another exciting show. This has been the Super Bowl Sunday right here. Doug Hagman and Steve Quayle. Steve, stay with me just for a minute. To everybody else, go out and have a great week. And God bless all of you. Thank you so much for joining us.